Welcome to the PyTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Laura. This week, we're turning our attention to capital markets, an industry that, in 2026, is right in the middle of one of the most consequential technology shifts we've seen in a generation.
Thanks, Mike. And you're right, this isn't hype anymore. The conversation in capital markets has moved from, can artificial intelligence help us? To, how fast can we put it into production safely? We've got four big threads to pull on today. Agentic AI in operations, the staggering scale of AI capital spending, the tokenization of real-world assets, and the relentless march toward faster settlement.
Let's start with operations, because that's where executives are feeling this first. There's a phrase making the rounds this year, the 10x ops professional. The idea is that one skilled operations leader, amplified by a team of autonomous AI agents, can orchestrate work that used to take an entire department.
And we should be concrete about what that actually means, because for a C-suite audience, the use cases matter more than the buzzword. We're talking about reconciliations, post-trade matching, compliance checks, know-your-customer reviews, anomaly detection, and regulatory reporting. Tasks that historically consumed armies of people now run at scale with a human supervising rather than executing every step.
What strikes me, Laura, is that these are exactly the functions a regulated firm cannot afford to get wrong. So the interesting strategic question isn't whether agentic AI is capable. It's whether your control environment is mature enough to let an agent act while still keeping a human accountable.
Exactly. The firms doing this well are not just bolting an agent onto a legacy process. They're redesigning the workflow around explainability and auditability from day one. If a regulator asks why a trade was flagged or why a reconciliation break was resolved a certain way, you need an answer that holds up. The technology is ready faster than most governance models are.
And that governance gap is the real story. There's good work from international bodies like IOSCO and the IMF this past year, laying out the regulatory considerations for accelerated AI use in securities markets. The thrust is consistent. Innovate, but maintain accountability, model risk management, and resilience.
And there's an operational resilience dimension here that I don't want executives to overlook. The moment you let autonomous agents touch trading and post-trade workflows, you've expanded your attack surface and your concentration risk. Regulators in regulated industries care deeply about third-party dependencies, model drift, and what happens when an agent behaves unexpectedly during a market stress event.
That's a critical point, Laura. Operational resilience and cyber are no longer separate from the AI conversation. They are the AI conversation. The firms getting ahead are building kill switches, human override paths, and continuous monitoring directly into their agent architecture so that speed never comes at the expense of control. Resilience by design, not as an afterthought.
Which is a natural bridge to our second theme, the sheer amount of money flowing into this. The capital spending numbers are almost hard to comprehend. Jamie Dimon has talked about AI capital spending approaching $725 billion in 2026. And the largest hyperscalers, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, and Apple, are collectively pushing annual AI infrastructure spend from roughly $450 billion in 2025 toward that $725 billion mark this year.
Those are infrastructure-level numbers, Laura. And for capital markets firms specifically, it's forcing a rethink of compute strategy all over again. The question of where your models run, what it costs, and how you avoid being locked into a single provider has become a board-level conversation, not just an IT one.
And there's a sobering counterweight in the research. Legacy infrastructure remains one of the single largest barriers to transformation. You can authorize an enormous AI budget, but if your underlying data is fragmented across decades-old systems, the agents have nothing clean to act on. The winners this year are the firms that invested in their data foundation before they chase the shiny models.
Well said. So spend is necessary but not sufficient. Let's move to the third theme, which I think is the most structurally interesting, tokenization and digital assets.
This is the one I'd flag hardest for executives who think it's still a crypto sideshow. It is not. The framing now is that 2026 is the year firms move from pilot to implementation. Institutional investors are projected to allocate around 5.5% of their portfolios to tokenized assets. And surveys show the overwhelming majority of high net worth and institutional investors expect to hold tokenized bonds.
And the proof points are real, established institutions, not startups. JP Morgan issuing a deposit token on a public blockchain. Citi integrating token services with around-the-clock dollar clearing for cross-border payments. And new institutional-grade networks like Canton drawing major partners such as Nomura and Mizuho.
What's powering all of this is regulatory clarity, which has historically been the missing ingredient. The passage of the Genius Act in 2025 and the expected passage of the Clarity Act in 2026 are reshaping the U.S. landscape. The IMF has even described real-world asset tokenization as a structural reconfiguration of finance, which is striking language from an institution that chooses its words carefully.
Structural reconfiguration is the right phrase because tokenization doesn't just digitize an asset, it collapses the distance between trading, clearing, and settlement. And that, Laura, is the perfect handoff to our fourth theme, the speed of settlement itself.
Right. We've lived through the move to T+1 in major markets, and now the conversation is about pushing further. Markets around the world are adopting T+1 this year. Pakistan moved in February, Nigeria at the end of May. And the bigger structural items, U.S. Treasury clearing reforms and the global march towards shorter cycles, are converging at the same moment.
And let's not forget the trading hour story. Extending U.S. equity trading toward a 24/5 model is gaining real traction. When you combine longer trading windows, faster settlement, and tokenized assets that can move continuously, you start to see a market that simply never sleeps.
Which brings us right back to where we started, operations. Because a 24/5, faster-settling, tokenized market is operationally impossible to run with manual processes and overnight batch jobs. The only way it works is with the agentic AI we opened with. These four themes aren't separate. They're one connected system.
That's the insight I want our listeners to take away. The faster market demands the automation. The automation demands clean data and strong governance. And the capital spending is what funds the whole transformation. Pull on any one thread and the others move with it.
And for the executives listening, the strategic priority isn't to chase every headline. It's to ask one question of your own organization. If our market moves to continuous trading and near instant settlement, is our operating model, our data, and our control environment ready? If the honest answer is not yet, that's your roadmap for the rest of 2026.
Couldn't agree more. The firms that treat this as an integrated transformation, rather than a series of disconnected projects, are the ones that will define the next decade of capital markets. Laura, as always, a fantastic conversation.
Likewise, Mike. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PieTech Solutions, visit our website at pietechsol.com. Thanks, and have a great day.